Held in the spring to celebrate the renewal of life, powwows have traditionally served as vehicles for sharing and preserving Native American culture. The Native American Student Council at Utah State University will be hosting their annual powwow this weekend. Jason Bruff, the president of this council, is Shoshone and part of the Northwestern Band.
If you go to the powwow, I mean, there's a lot of spirituality that's out there. You know, it's still very much so a religious ceremony. And so, you know, you can still get those same feelings. You know, you start hearing the drum going, you know, that really, I find that that inspires people, you know, to learn more about the culture.
Powwows are rife with symbolism, from the traditional regalia or special dress to the symbolism of the circle which the audience and the drum group form. Regardless of your background, Bruff says, there is something there for everyone.
We encourage everybody to come. You know, lots of times, like you said, you know, people get a little nervous and they feel like they can't be there because, you know, they're not American Indian. You know, that's one of the things we try to dispel as a club. You know, we're actively out in the community trying to let people know, you know, this is something that everybody can come and participate in.
The powwow is scheduled to be held at the Nelson Field House, located on the Utah State University campus, from Friday, February 28th to Saturday, March 1st. For more information, visit the Native American Student Council website. For Utah Public Radio, this is Allie Snow.